Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text this morning is from the Gospel according to Matthew, the 25th chapter. My dear Ava and the Coopers, and my dear friends in Christ, this, the last Sunday of the church year, is a special day. It is the last Sunday before Advent begins, the time when we look for that breaking of the light over the darkness of this world. And this happened once in the incarnation, and it will happen again in the second coming of Christ. But this day, we see the culmination of all of the warnings of the Scripture over the last few weeks. The Lord gives us then this picture of his judgment, and it's dark. I mean, the Lord has told us over the last few weeks that this is a dark day. Who should desire the day of the Lord, the day of his coming? Because in his judgment, many are going to suffer. And how so? Well, this morning on the last Sunday of the church year, our Lord tells us of the day which is coming when he's going to judge all people, even according to their deeds. And that's a scary thought, isn't it? That Jesus would look at the people that he created, the people for whom he spilled his blood, and judge them either righteous or cursed. That's not a comfortable place for us to sit, is it? Especially since we've just celebrated among ourselves the 500 years of the Reformation, when that gospel that seems to have been kind of lost for a long time finally returned in all of its glory to the church. But we have to take the Lord at his word. Unless you notice one thing in the text today. The first thing that Jesus does is he separates out the people. To his right, he puts what he calls sheep, and to his left, he puts out what he calls goats. Now, remember, Jesus is speaking to a particular people in a particular time. And to those people that he was talking to, when Jesus said this, they would think of the shepherds who would work to keep the sheep together, calling them by name, looking after them, and protecting them from all harm. And they would have thought of goats, independent and stubborn and wild. A sheep has to be tended to, but a goat is going to find its own way. And despite the fact that both lamb and goat are delicious, that is the difference this morning. Sheep need a shepherd, and goats need no one. And when our Lord separates these two groups, he's pointing us to this idea. The people on the right needed their shepherd, but the people on the left didn't want one. And it's only after that separation that the Lord judges the people. The sheep, and it comes as no surprise to anyone who's read a bit of Scripture, the sheep are those who are in Christ Jesus. Those who have received the grace and mercy given by him through the waters of baptism, just like little Ava this morning. The sheep, like Ava, need their shepherd. And they found one in Jesus Christ. Sheep aren't the smartest of animals. I think we've all heard that one before. They've got tiny little brains that are basically there just to make sure that they can breathe and eat and sleep and a couple of other little basic life necessities. So to call you a sheep isn't exactly a compliment, but sheep have a shepherd. And if you would be under the true shepherd, then you must be a sheep. Because for these sheep, the day of judgment is nothing to fear, is it? It's like Ezekiel told us in the Old Testament reading this morning, I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. This is good news for simple sheep. Yet as much as being called a sheep is derogatory, being called a goat is worse. Hairy, coarse, stubborn, going their own way, eating whatever's set before them, goats are just different. Without a shepherd, the goat would wander out into the gates of hell itself if they thought that there was food there. So when the Lord says that he's going to divide the two on the last day, he's pointing out first, there's a difference between those who know their shepherd's voice and those who don't. And we make that same distinction today, don't we? Between believers and unbelievers, between sinners redeemed by Jesus' blood and sinners who suffer under their own burden. There is something, however, to be noted here. It's not a comfortable thought, but it's there. We should talk about it. It's implied here in the text that there are some in the category of goat who thought that they were sheep. And quite honestly, that should be a disturbing thought to us. That one could presumably be a part of this church or the church and yet not be saved. That is a reality that we prefer not to think about, but it is a reality nonetheless. There may even be people who have sat in these very pews week after week who will find themselves standing with the goats. But don't fear. When a Christian asks, am I a goat? The right answer is you are not. You have been washed. You have been fed. You have been guided by the shepherd. Sometimes in the church we put it like this: if you're worried that you're not saved in Christ, then you shouldn't worry. Of course you are. See, even those who have that smallest seed of faith, and really only those who have faith, for a gift from God himself, are able or wants to ask that question if they are of the elect of Christ. And so I say to you this morning, you dear sheep, have nothing to fear when it comes to that last day, the day of judgment. You're here. You're hearing his word. You receive his sacraments. You're repenting of your sins. You're receiving his forgiveness. You're being strengthened for everlasting life. And our Lord is not going to just strengthen you in your faith for no reason, just be to lead you on for a little while. He's doing this to bring you to himself. And even baby Ava this morning, she's now counted among the sheep, the littlest of the sheep. I mean, you notice there's nothing that she can do to earn salvation, right? Just like there's nothing that you've done either to be counted as a sheep. All that she can do and all that you can do is receive the gifts that the Lord would give to you. That is enough. And if our Lord would come back right now, you would be separated to the right of the Lord and be counted as his own, as would Ava. And when that separation happens, then the Lord just looks at the works of his sheep and he smiles. Now, this is always a fun little thought. Ava, just a little over a week old, what kind of works does she have? What would cause her Lord to smile upon her? The joy she brings her parents, the joy she brings to her family and her friends. The helplessness that she experiences, to be fed, to be changed, to be comforted, all of that allows us to do good works to her and for her. That's a good work. The fulfillment of a family who loves her, who's been praying for her, who's been anxiously awaiting to see her. Those are her works. And they're done by her as it is for all sheep. They're done unknowingly. She doesn't know that she's done anything. And yet she has. These things are unnoticeable to us. But even today, she has already been counted as if she has been serving Christ himself. And for you, the Lord lays out your good works too, according to your vocation. You parents, you children, you teachers, you workers, you employers, all of these roles that you have in which you can serve your neighbor. As you serve your neighbor, you are going to serve Christ. Those are your works. The Coopers this morning, they took upon themselves another vocation. They took upon themselves godparents. They're to pray for Ava and make sure that Liz and I are doing our jobs in teaching the faith. And they're going to continually be a part of her life. They're going to continue to do good works for Ava for the rest of theirs. But they're not going to look at these and say, look at me, look at me. You see, our Lord looks upon you. And he sees that even the least of your actions toward the least of people, even little Ava who can do nothing, is counted as righteousness. And it's counted as Jesus' righteousness. Now for those who are goats, because they reject the salvation found in Christ alone, all of their works, even though they might do the same works that the sheep do, all of them, because they're done with sinful hands, they do in unrighteousness. A goat can never do a good work before God, even though it seems good to us. It'll never be enough for eternity. Only the works done by the hands and the feet of Jesus, and you are the hands and the feet of Jesus, are going to be counted as good. But again, these works that the sheep do, what we do, it's just not enough to earn heaven, is it? It's not enough. The Lord of creation demands perfection, and no matter what you do, it's not going to be enough. All that we do going forward in this life, it's counted as righteousness to us, but it earns us nothing. The Lord instead looks upon you. And he says, all the works of my Son I have given to you. The Lord looks upon our works like I do when my little boy looks at me and he says, Daddy, I build house. And yes, he did build a house. And it's beautiful, even though it's just a square of mismatched blocks. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And that's the Lord's love toward you and all that you do. Ava was baptized this morning into her Lord's death and resurrection. She was gathered into the arms of her Savior. She was put to death. In fact, sometimes when people ask me, strangers ask me what I do, I tell them I kill people. And then I make them alive in Christ. Because she was truly put to death this morning. She was put to death in the sin that her mother and I gave to her. And she was raised into the righteousness of Christ. She's been given the promise of that resurrection which is to come. And she will be raised from the dead to live with Christ and us for all eternity. And so too have you. You've been washed. You've been fed, you've been strengthened, you are all sheep, and you have for yourself the true shepherd. We pray for the Lord's quick return, that we might be saved out of this sinful life and brought into the glory of Jesus forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.